So tonight we're going to be talking about moving from anxiety to peace. And this is something that I work often with people on, is how to deal with anxiety. And there are lots of things that we can talk about dealing with anxiety. But we're going to hone in tonight on the spiritual part. We may mention some of the other things as well. But in the world today, statistics tell us that 1 in 5 children struggle with anxiety. 1 in 5 children. 27% of 18 to 30-year-olds are really struggling with anxiety. 18% of adults. And these numbers only represent people who are diagnosed with anxiety disorder or a lot of anxiety symptoms. So that tells you the numbers are much higher than that. So what do we do about living in a culture where there's so much anxiety, and how we keep that out of our hearts and stay in a place of peace? So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. As I was thinking about this, I thought, well, what's a good word picture, maybe for what anxiety is like? And so we want to think about anxiety for a minute as maybe sort of being an overpacked backpack. So imagine you get up in your day and you put your backpack on and you've got just your normal kind of stuff in there, and it's not weighty. It's manageable. It's just your stuff that you've got going and you're carrying along with you. But then anxiety starts to crop up and says, what if this and this and this happens? Or what if you don't this? Or what if someone doesn't like you? And all the what ifs and the worst case scenarios start to come, and every one of them is just like putting a rock in that backpack. And before long, you've got on your back this weight that's just pulling you down. It's bending you over. You can barely take another step. It's difficult because we're not meant to carry weights like that. But we often let them come without really working on it, resisting them, and seeing how do we deal with this to not let it overtake us. But it makes our lives very unmanageable when anxiety gets too high. So even social media is such a big part. With those young people that I mentioned, that 18 to 30-year-old age, they tell us social media is one of the most challenging parts of their life because it's always telling them you could be different, you could be better, somebody else has more. It is this very unreasonable, unrealistic picture of life. And so social media and the news and all these things are just those rocks that come to weigh you down. So that's what anxiety does, is it weighs us down with worry, which is another word for anxiety, worry, both real and imagined. Now, I'm sure you already know that a lot of things that you think about sometimes that you worry about, it never happens. It's an imagined worry. How many of you can admit that sometimes, all right, thank you. You know, we get these thoughts, and remember that not all thoughts come from God or not all thoughts come from ourselves, so the enemy is often throwing a thought in there, trying to get you to take on a weight of anxiety, something that ultimately separates you from peace. So when we start to lose our peace, we know that's always a signal that something is wrong. Something is taking us the wrong direction, because when we're walking with the Lord, we're going to be walking in peace. When we're walking in the Spirit, we're going to have peace. Peace is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. But we're all human, so right, we all deal with anxiety from time to time, some people more than others. But we want to recognize it, and we want to be ready with some tools so that it doesn't become weighty and take us down. God uses anxiety sometimes in our lives to draw us closer to Him. When we find ourselves with a big old ball of anxiety, God will show up and invite us to let him help us and draw us closer and teach us more about what peace is, what his peace is like. So if you find yourself in a lot of anxiety, remember, God is often going to use that just to take you deeper. If you will go, he will take you deeper with him. But it's very important that we stay strong spiritually. And staying strong spiritually is just walking in the Spirit, and anxiety will take that spiritual strength away. Everyone agree with that? We know that's tough. Well, tonight we're going to focus on one passage of Scripture. We're going to look at some others, but we're going to focus on one. And this one passage of Scripture is going to tell us how to overcome anxiety, okay? It's going to give us a command from God, and then it's going to give us some action steps, and then it's going to tell us what it's like when we overcome anxiety. God's Word is so powerful, and it has all these wonderful, helpful tools. So that's what I'm hoping is going to happen when you leave tonight, is you're going to be able to say, now I know when anxiety comes, I can find a place of peace, and these are some of the ways that I can find it. Okay? So we're going to start tonight in Philippians 6, wonderful passage, Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7, a wonderful passage that probably several, most all of you are familiar with, written by the Apostle Paul. So while we're thinking about this, let's realize that Paul is writing to the church at Philippi. This is a church that he founded. He cared about these people, and they cared about him. And Paul had been through a lot. He tells us in the Word that he had been imprisoned, he'd been stoned, he'd been shipwrecked, he'd been hungry. All these things had happened to Paul, and yet he found a way to be victorious over anxiety. So when he's sharing this with us, he's got some credit, doesn't he, in our account, because we know that he's written 2/3 of the New Testament and very powerful man of God. So let's look at this. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. So beautiful passage from the book of Philippians. And the first thing I want you to notice here is that it actually is a command that Paul has written to us from the Lord. Hear it as being from the Lord. Don't be anxious about anything. Be anxious for nothing. Wow, what a tall order, isn't that? It is a command. So why would the Lord command us not to be anxious? Well, because anxiety affects our bodies, right? It makes us have heart palpitations. We get nervous. We feel weak. We might have high blood pressure. It affects our emotions. It might make us nervous or all these things. And it affects us spiritually most of all. So this is a command from the Lord that we are not to be anxious. As I was looking at this, it's basically the same thing that Jesus tells us in Matthew 6. So let's look at that passage and kind of compare it. He said, therefore, do not worry. Same idea. Don't be anxious. Don't worry. Saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek him first in the kingdom, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. One particular version says, you know, tomorrow, the evil of tomorrow is sufficient in itself. When you get to tomorrow, there'll be things that you'll be concerned about tomorrow. So try to stay present with the Lord today, and know that tomorrow will take care of itself. So we're commanded not to be anxious because it separates us from the peace of God. You need the peace of God to live your life successfully as a Christian. So it's very important that we are thinking about what we think about, and when anxiety comes, that we start to say, what can I do to deal with this anxiety? How do I get it out of my heart? How do I overcome anxiety? And how do I be obedient to the Lord? Anxiety thrives on what ifs, worst case scenarios. That's the breeding ground for anxiety. So when you find yourself thinking, well, what if? Well, for one thing, there's not going to be any grace for what if, because what if is not here. So the Lord doesn't give us grace for the things that might happen, right? So we don't need to get out there worrying about the what ifs. And I'm pointing a finger at you and three back at me. In this passage in Matthew, Jesus said in one section of it, when he was talking to them about worrying and all the things that they were struggling with, and he said, oh, you of little faith. So here we see there's a relationship between our faith and anxiety and worry. So our faith, we know, is that tool that we need to walk our successful Christian life. So how much are we really walking by faith? Maybe you'll ask yourself that question. How much are you really walking by faith? And maybe we all need to aspire to walk by faith more, because it is very important. That's our strength, is our faith. As we think about this command, the next part of this message that I think is just really practical for all of us is the part I call the action steps. As I've been working with people in anxiety in the last few years, I learned something, that action is always necessary to overcome anxiety. So if you think about anxiety, it's often just what? Stuck in your head, your emotions are swirling around, it's just inside you. You might talk to somebody about it, but it's basically just swirling. If you want to overcome anxiety, Paul is going to give us some steps that you can take to put action to your faith so that you don't struggle with anxiety. So let's look at that next verse in this section in Philippians. Paul said that on that first section that we read there about not being anxious for anything, but making your requests known to God. And then he said, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So here are some action steps. The first action step is prayer. So Paul said, I don't have that, I've got to go back there. No, to the scripture before that. In verse 6, by everything in prayer. Prayer is the first action step. Now, prayer, you know, is talking to God, sharing with God, listening to God. This is a general word for communicating with God. So prayer is your first step to deal with anxiety. Start talking to God about your anxiety. The next step is supplication. So he said, with prayer and supplication. So supplication is a much more specific word, and it means you ask God specifically for what you need. So we're praying and we're talking to God, and then we ask specifically, God, I need you to help me with this. I'm having this worrying thought, or this is happening, and I'm asking you specifically to help me. So supplication is an action step that you can take to overcome. It directly asks God to do something. So in your prayers, are you directly asking God to do something for you? He doesn't mind doing things for you because he loves you. He sent Jesus for you because he loves you so much. So some people say, well, I hate to ask God. You know, I feel selfish. No. He wants you to come to him in prayer and ask him for what you need. And this is part of the scripture. And next, part, the next action step is thanksgiving. So why would it be important for us to have thanksgiving as a part of this process to overcome anxiety? Well, thanksgiving reminds us what God has already done for us, right? We remember, we rehearse what God has already done. We thank Him for who He is, and as we're rehearsing who He is, His character, that builds our faith and strengthens our faith. And thanksgiving acknowledges that we're depending on Him. It's not just about us and our strength to overcome, but it is about our Heavenly Father who wants to help, who wants to be there for you, who wants to help you overcome any worry or any anxiety that you have. So here are the first three action steps that actually came out of verse 6, prayer, supplication, thanksgiving. The next part is very practical, and it is, I'm calling it replace and meditate. So a lot of times in therapy, we talk about reframing your thought. So basically, we take our thought, we put a new frame on it, right? Another way of saying that is, you know, we've got to do something different with that thought. We just can't let it go unchallenged in our heart because it's going to produce more worry. It's going to produce more fear. It's going to produce more anxiety. It's a seed, and if that seed is not jerked up and gotten rid of, it's going to grow, and more fear and anxiety and worry are going to come. So we want to replace the thoughts that we are having that are anxious with God thoughts. And then we want to also meditate on those God thoughts. So on the next verse, Paul said this, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. So remember, this is right in this section where he's saying, don't worry about anything. But there's something else you need to do. You need to think about the right kind of things. And then he said this, and I wish we could all say this, the things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. So this is an amazing section where we can just write this down, and when we're struggling with anxious thoughts, we can ask ourselves, are these thoughts I'm having pure? Are they true, noble, just? Are they lovely, of good report, virtuous, praiseworthy? If not, then we can take this very scripture and ask the Lord to help us identify things to pray, to meditate on, to think about, that are all of these things here that will help us to get rid of anxious thoughts. So I find it is not helpful to say, don't think about that. Just don't think about it. It doesn't work. It doesn't work for us just to say, well, I'm just not going to think about it. It just comes right back, and it comes right back, and it comes right back, and it comes right back. So, okay, don't think about it. However, think about these things, okay? Meditate on these things. So if we're meditating, we are rehearsing, we're praying, we're mulling over all of these things, we're rehearsing the faithfulness of God, and just thinking on all these things. So if you're having a lot of trouble with anxiety, you may need to ask yourself the question, what am I thinking about? What am I sowing seeds of? What am I watching on social media? What am I watching on television? What are these things that I'm planting inside myself that are growing a crop of anxiety? And again, I did say earlier that not all thoughts come from you, so the devil can come along and also sow these kinds of anxious thoughts inside you. But when you recognize what they are, then you can push them away and replace them with the thoughts that God wants you to think and meditate on those thoughts. Meditation is a very powerful Christian word. It is not a New Age word. The New Age has stolen it. But first and foremost, it's a Christian word. It's in the Bible. Meditate. Think about. Pray it. You know, you could take this very scripture and you could say, Lord, today I want to think about what's true. So right off the bat, we realize that a lot of our anxious thoughts are not true. They're just worrying thoughts. Today, Lord, help me to know what's noble, what's just. Help me think about things that are pure. You just go through all these things and you pray this, you meditate on it. You also can take scriptures about peace, scriptures about faith, all these things, and you can pray them, meditate on them, think about them. While you're going to bed, while you're getting up, all throughout your day, you're just meditating on the Word of God. And this is an action step that will help you to deal with anxiety. A lot of our Christian life has to do with our thinking. Here's a couple more scriptures that speak to this idea about meditating and the things that we think and how important they are. Romans 12:2 talks about being transformed by the renewing of your mind. So we see that idea in there that your mind can be transformed, your mind can change. So if you're thinking anxious thoughts, you can, through God, through the Holy Spirit, through His Word, change the way you think, and your mind can actually be completely renewed. Science validates this. We don't have to have science to validate it, but it does validate it. That as you think new thoughts consistently and you think scriptural thoughts consistently, your brain chops off the negative pathways and makes new neurological pathways. So you can change the way you think. 2 Corinthians 10 talks about casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So a worrying thought that's not based on anything true is exalting itself against the knowledge of God. It is telling you this thought is true and this thought is powerful, but it's not submitting to God. I don't know, did I cut that off, Jake? We lost our class, all right. We don't have to have it if we don't find it, but that's okay. So these are important scriptures also for you to think about as you replace thoughts, meditate on God's kinds of thoughts, because it will build you up. It will give you strength to deal with anxiety. I remember a young woman I was working with a few years ago, and she was having terrible anxiety. And she started working on journaling every day. And every day she was writing down God thoughts. She was writing down scriptures. She was writing these things down that she wanted to learn, that she wanted to begin to believe. And so she did this for a solid year. And in that year, I saw her completely change. Absolutely changed in front of my eyes. Thinking whole new ways, being a whole new person, because she began to control what she was thinking about, and she began to meditate on God's Word and to work on believing what God said about her. So this is a very important action step. Now, what is the result of these steps? Jake, if you can just go to the next one for me. So Paul said, I command you, don't be anxious. Here's some things you can do. You can pray. You can supplicate. You can be thankful. We talked about meditating. Now the result of that is here in this scripture. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. And we're often familiar with this scripture, and we might just pass over it, but this is amazing, folks, that the peace of God could come into your heart and your mind and exalt God's thoughts over your thoughts and give you supernatural peace. So let's look at this result here of living this way. The first thing is it is surpassing peace. So it surpasses your knowledge. It surpasses your understanding. It surpasses your logic. Because if we just live by our logic and our own understanding, we're living bound to the natural realm. And those things can lie to us. But when we live according to God's knowledge and God's word, it surpasses the understanding of man. It doesn't have to make sense. God doesn't have to make sense. What he says to you doesn't have to make logical sense. There can be a peace that comes. Maybe you're in the middle of a health crisis and you don't know how that's going to work out and you're concerned and you're praying God's word and you're meditating on God's word. And even though you don't have the test results or you don't have the answers, you have peace. That's coming from the Holy Spirit. That peace that surpasses your natural understanding. And you can trust that peace. God's not going to lie to you. When he's giving you that kind of peace, he's saying, it's okay. It's all right. It's going to be okay. So it's a surpassing peace, which is a beautiful thing. Think about Jesus in the boat with his disciples. When he was in the storm, storm was raging. He's asleep, and they're freaking out. Lord, don't you care? But he had a surpassing peace. It wasn't tied to the circumstances. He's like, he spoke to the storm, calmed it, but he rebuked them for not having faith. So faith is very important as we're learning to overcome anxiety. Not only is it a surpassing peace, but it is a secured peace. The word there that you see for guard your hearts and minds, it's like a military term. So we see a soldier basically guarding your heart and your mind. God's soldiers, God's Holy Spirit, God's angelic forces guarding your heart and your mind. The peace of God guarding you. Remember, it's a military word. So it's very powerful, this kind of peace. And our hearts and minds, we know that's our thoughts, our emotions, and that's where we get so worked up and so anxious, is in our thoughts, and our emotions go wild, and one thing leads to another. But if we will do what the Scripture tells us to do, we can find peace even when we don't know all the answers yet, even if there is a what if this happens, even if there is a worst case scenario. Sometimes there are things that happen in our lives that aren't great, but we know that God will bring us through those things because he promises to make all things work together for good. So even in the middle of something that's might cause us to worry, as we process through that with God and the Holy Spirit, we can come to a place of peace as God guards our hearts and our minds and protects our peace. I've told this story before, but at one point when Eddie was working night shift, and I just got really kind of freaked out because one night he came home and I didn't know he was in the house, and he was all the way in the bedroom before I knew he was home. And I was like, oh, God, you got in the house and I didn't hear you. And what if somebody else got in the house and I didn't hear them? And so I started being really fearful. I hadn't been fearful before that, but I was really fearful about that. But God gave me a scripture when I was reading his word, and the scripture gave me peace. It just gave me surpassing peace. Nothing changed. My circumstances didn't change. The house was still the same. He was still working night shift. Nothing changed, but I changed because of the word of God. So peace can do that for you. And it's also a supernatural peace. So we've kind of alluded to this already, but it is peace that comes from the Holy Spirit. It is peace that God gives, not like man might comfort you, which can be helpful, or encourage you, and those things can be wonderful. But when God gives you peace, you have a deep inner knowing everything is going to be okay. I don't have to know how it's going to be okay. I might not know when it's going to be okay, but I can know inside my spirit, as the Holy Spirit bears witness, that it is okay. I can have a supernatural peace. When we left the Baptist church right before that time, I've shared that with you, how I was just totally, absolutely terrified. I mean, I was terrified, like no income, we're leaving our house, we're leaving our jobs. It was just, I was completely terrified. And I had an encounter with the Holy Spirit that just changed my life and gave me perfect peace. And at that point, I could say, it's fine. It's good. I don't mind. We're good. I'm ready to go. And it was a work of the Holy Spirit. It was not something I did. It was the Holy Spirit bringing supernatural peace. And he will do that for you as well. So tonight I just wanted to say to you that overcoming anxiety is not passive. It's not something that you can just sit back and say, well, you know, I'm anxious or I'm worried and it's probably going to go away. It's not probably going to go away. You are going to have to take action steps to make it go away. And those action steps are the ones we looked at and many others. Sometimes when I'm talking about anxiety, I talk about how we can go through three doors to lower it, the body, the soul, the spirit. We can do things physically like deep breathing, limiting our caffeine, getting a good night's sleep, you know, exercise. We can do those things through our soul. We can do all kinds of things about our emotions. But the greatest way for you to overcome anxiety is to get connected to the peace that comes from God, because that will rule over your heart and mind and guard you. You know, Paul also said that we could be strengthened in the inner man. So you can gain supernatural strength from God, which will help you with this. And just to encourage you, I'll also say that if you will note, most of your spiritual growth comes during difficult times. We might not like that, but it is true. So when your back is up against the wall, something is hard, something is difficult, something is challenging, it's in those times when we surrender it all to the Lord, when we press into all that He has for us. And it's in those times that we grow. So be encouraged if you're going through something that is causing you to worry or causing you to be anxious. God can use it. Paul said about all those terrible things he went through that they were light, momentary afflictions. Pretty serious, heavy-duty stuff he went through. But that's the way we need to look at it. There can be light, momentary afflictions that we experience in our body, in our soul, in this daily life. But they are nothing compared to the big picture and what God has for us. So our summary tonight is that God actually is commanding us to be very serious about anxiety, that we don't need to just let it be. We don't need to just tolerate it. We don't need to just ignore it, because it will not get better that way. But you need to study the Word of God. You need to pray. You need to ask specifically. You need to have lots of thanksgiving. You need to change your thoughts and meditate on what God says. And He promises you that His peace will just rush in. That makes no sense. It's supernatural. It's above anything that you could understand. And He'll guard you. He'll guard your heart. He'll guard your thoughts. And that is a beautiful way to live. So as Andrew and Anna are coming, and then I'm just going to lead you through some prayers. So if you would just stand. And our altar workers are also going to come in just a moment. But if you've been struggling with fear or worry, anxiety, any of the words that we might call it, any of the names that we might call it, God is asking you to lay that down, to surrender that, and to trust Him, to build your faith, to strengthen your inner man, to do these things very actively, choosing to do what God says we need to do so that His peace can come in and take care of you. When you're anxious, when you're worried, your mind is very divided. It is hard for you to hear God. It's hard for you to know what He's saying because you're just tormented. The Bible says fear brings torment. So tonight the invitation is come to God, surrender all those worries, fears, anxieties to Him, and ask Him for help. Take some time to pray specifically. Take some time to thank Him. Ask Him to help you identify scriptures and things you need to meditate on so you can become stronger and have that peace, and ask Him to give you peace. There will be people here who are willing to pray with you as well. I'm going to pray for you first. Lord, we know that we are just human, and Your Word tells us that we are just dust. And so in our weakness, Lord, sometimes we get very anxious, and we forget that You are near, that You are for us, that You're working things out for our good. And so, Lord, for that, we ask Your forgiveness. Forgive us, Lord, for failing in our trust, for failing in our faith. And we ask tonight, Lord, that You would give us an obedient heart to trust You, to take the action steps that You ask of us, to live in peace so that we can be effective for Your kingdom and in our families, our communities, all the places that You send us. We ask for the power of Your Holy Spirit to fill us, Lord, and give us what we need to live supernaturally, to have supernatural peace. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. So our prayer teams are going to be here, and you can come to the altar if you want to pray by yourself. You're welcome to come kneel by yourself and pray, or if you want someone to pray with you, there will be people here who would love to pray with you. And let's just nail down some things with the Lord tonight.
That grace appears. chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rings, unending love.
Might need more prayer, team members.
Remember that God doesn't command us to do anything that He doesn't empower us to do. So we have this command in Philippians, in other places in Scripture, that we are not to live bound to worry. So take your action steps. Ask the Lord to build your faith. Read the Word. Pray. Watch God put those fears and worries under your feet, because He is the one who can calm every storm inside you. He is faithful. Thanks for being here tonight. We'll see you Sunday. Remember the Bible school things that we need. We appreciate your help with that. Prayer healing, prayer service is this coming Saturday at 9 o'clock if you need prayers for healing.